business community is asking that the court rein in the use of class actions in suits and arbitrations in state courts.
Yeah, this is actually a really complicated but very important case for consumers. It's called AT&T versus Concepcion. The basic question is, when folks like you and I sign these form contracts with our wireless provider, with our cable provider, etc., they usually include provisions that actually ban us from suing as a class action when we want to challenge the service, when we think that the company is ripping us off, etc. And the question is whether those bans are enforceable. There's a federal statute called the Federal Arbitration Act that prevents states from discriminating against those kinds of agreements, but that doesn't displace normal state law that applies to all contracts. So basically, states are free to regulate arbitration agreements like any other contracts. They can't specially regulate arbitration agreements. And the question in this AT&T versus Concepcion case is whether in California specifically, the ban on class arbitration and the state court's rejection of that ban falls on one side of that line or the other. It's a complicated case, but it really matters because it means, you know, how are people supposed to go after the big providers of services if they can't sort of all come together with very small claims?
And Walmart Stores Incorporated, backed by many business groups, wants the court to toss out an enormous class action sex discrimination suit over allegations that it pays women less than it pays men and promotes women less frequently. This case could involve millions of women, once it's worked out at the world's largest private employer.
Well, and Tony, I think this is the question that the court grapples with more generally when it deals with class actions. You know, I think there's a lot of belief out there in public opinion that class actions are really sort of dangerous kinds of lawsuits, but oftentimes, you know, they're the only real option. You know, the women employees of Walmart don't really have the wherewithal or the ability to sue Walmart individually when they feel that they're being discriminated against. So the question is, can they come together as a class that includes virtually every frontline female employee of Walmart, you know, because they all have similar claims? The federal appeals court said yes, and now Walmart and, you know, I think the entire business community is trying to get the Supreme Court to say no.
Stephen Vladeck is a professor of law at American University's Washington College of Law. As the Supreme Court is back in session, anything else catch your eyes or ears, Stephen?
Well, you know, I think this term is going to be a little strange because of Justice Kagan. I think more than any of the individual cases we've been discussing, one of the things we're going to see this year is that Justice Kagan is actually going to be recused in a very high percentage of cases, possibly as many as 40%, because she was so recently the government's lead lawyer before the Supreme Court. And I think that's going to have a very strange effect on this and perhaps next year in the Supreme Court, because there are going to be a lot of cases where, you know, there are only eight justices, where you might see strange splits, or you might see the court divide 4-4, which would basically be a non-decision. So as much as any individual case, you know, I think something we should watch for in the next year is whether the court is even able to act as often as it has in the recent past, given how many cases Justice Kagan won't be able to participate in.
Thanks so much for your time, Stephen. Always enjoy the conversation.
Thanks, Tony. Me too.